following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Honey, I'm home!
Why are you yelling?
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings. They had wall-to-wall postseason games on.
You're being really, really loud.
The crowd was awesome!
No, the noise.
Yeah, all my boys were there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're home.
Who's on the phone?
I said, never mind. I'm going to bed.
I'm still fired up. I'm going to go for a run. Yeah!
It's going to be fandemonium at Buffalo Wild Wings all postseason long. With award-winning wings, ice-cold beer, and wall-to-wall games. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Three, what, six?
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah, I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. The Doug and Daddy Show here on a windy Thursday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeff doing our producing and engineering, and we're glad to have you along with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Today on the program, we're going to talk to some people. Jason King from Yahoo Sports going to discuss college basketball. Tim Bonner, Tri-City Storm, going to join us as they get ready to host games on Friday and Saturday night. Teddy bear toss coming up Saturday. Get your bear. It's a teddy bear toss.
You get a lot of bears.
Take as many as you want. Throw them on the ice for charity when the Storm score their first goal. And we'll talk to Tim about that and the season so far, the change that went on with the Storm in mid-December and how that has changed the team. So that's coming up as well. But obviously, Daddy... Woo, baby! Did the lights out last night for old Doc. Old Doc said, hey, you know what? The boy had a little pressure on him. We win some basketball.
Did you see Sipple's, the headline, the Sipple's column?
Yeah.
Well, how did the win last night relieve? They won a Big Ten game against a team that you chalked up before the year they should win.
If they don't win that one, then you're looking at three more losses. Now, again, realize that Talley and Jorge Bryan Diaz are back. Two of Nebraska's top three players, along with Bo Spencer. They'd been out for a long time the first three games, and that was one of the reasons they played Illinois so tough on the road is because they were back, and Doc was asked about that a little bit last night in his postgame press conference. So the Nebraska basketball team should be better. But if they get tripped up by Penn State last night, they go to Wisconsin. They've got three more. I mean, Ohio, we talked about it.
There was Wisconsin, Ohio State.
Yeah, there's only out of those first seven, this was the only non-ranked team. Now, Illinois was, depending on what ranking you look at, but they were 13-3. So, I mean, this was the only...
And just beat Ohio State.
Yeah, this was probably the only real winnable game on the schedule, especially since it was at home in those first seven.
I could not believe last night when you told me that they were a 6.5-point favorite. That was astounding. I know we're at home. I know Penn State's a long ways away from Lincoln, and they fly in, play basketball game, fly home. I understand all that. But I thought this team, by the way they'd played... And I think they turned some heads maybe at Illinois, but the end of the game was such a bad taste in everybody's mouth. I've had about three people come up. that play that we drew up, that they drew up at the end of the game of the bounce pass, they said had our player not got a hand on it, it would have killed the guy in the third row. Everybody that I've talked to said, you're absolutely right on that. What were they doing there? But they do get a nice win. I mean, every win's a nice win, I guess, in conference play. How they got it, also, they just took care of business the way they should have.
Now they go to a Wisconsin team that all of a sudden is struggling on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. That's one thing as well about the Big Ten. The basketball teams, it's not just Wednesday and Saturday or the occasional Big Monday. They play at different times on different days. And that game will be on the Big Ten Network, and that's why. I mean, they try to get them all televised. And Northwestern got job last night at Michigan, lost overtime. That was the game going on right before the Huskers. So that's at 5. You can also hear it on the Breeze 94.5 tonight. The women play at Wisconsin. You have to think maybe a trap game. Wisconsin is only like 5-11, 1-3 in the conference. But Big Red going into a snowstorm up there, literally a snowstorm. We'll see if they can come out with a win.
But 55% from the field, Doug. Where's that been at? You know, this is a team that at times when the chips are all in the middle of the table, they cannot score. I think 55% for this team. And Penn State, they blast Purdue, then they play Indiana relatively close. Everybody thought this was a turn. You know, nice win. I don't know that it relieved any pressure off of Doc, but. I don't think, let's stop the presses. Doc's going to be the coach for the next 5 years. I don't think it did that quite yet.
I know you're trying to run him out of town. Penn State was 3 of 24 from three-point range last night, shot just 33% from the field. So Nebraska's defense was also good. Here's what Doc had to say after the basketball game last night.
Most importantly, I thought the game went about like I would have expected it to. Penn State plays so hard. I thought we did a nice job the first half on the defensive boards. And then we were able to get some, not easy, but we were able to get some transition baskets. You know, we're having trouble scoring points, as most of you have seen. You know, we've not had the rebounding that we've needed to have. And we hadn't gotten to the free throw line, but we got to the free throw line tonight 29 times.
So that was one thing that he'd preached on before, how few times they were getting to the line. How they were taking quick shots, but they do score 70 points. This is more like what we saw in the non-conference portion of the season.
And this is, I think, and I don't know how you expect in Nebraska going into the Big Ten with the schedule that was dealt them. I think that's very, very difficult to look and then go, as you know, even as well as they played in California and wherever, they had a couple of nice wins in the preseason. You're going, well, you got to survive this. Hopefully, get two. What would you say? Two out of the first seven. If you're lucky.
Well, that's what we said when they started. Yeah. We talked with a couple of our basketball analysts here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we talked to Andy Markowski, we talked to Matt Davison about Husker basketball a little bit. Yeah, you'd be darn lucky and fortunate if you found more than two wins. And right now they're 1-4 through the first five with two tough ones yet to go, including on the road on Sunday. Now, Coach Sadler was asked about having somebody down low that they can finally get the ball to besides Ubell.
I think the ball got inside 18 times tonight in the first half, and 13 good things happened, either fouled or we made baskets. And two of those that we didn't, Brian missed easy baskets. Guys, you can't play this game without having a low post presence. I don't care what kind of guards you got. Our guys' confidence obviously has gone up. That's not to say that all of our problems are fixed. There was a lot of pressure on those kids to get that one out of the way.
See, now the pressure's relieved.
Okay.
You know how it is when that bladder is pressurized down there. It's nice.
Yes, it is nice to get some relief. But the pressure's back on. Winning one of the next three, Doug, can they do it?
Heck yeah, they can do it. They almost beat Illinois. I always have too much faith, I guess. I think they were missing two key cogs. Now let's hope that those guys, you know, all of a sudden one of them, I think it's Diaz, gets back. Now the other foot hurts. Come on. Come on. Hastings College men a winner last night over Concordia. Brady Lohman hits a bucket and gets fouled with 7 seconds left, so they win at 69-68. Jake Marvin blocks a shot at the buzzer to preserve the win. Hastings women, when they're on, and when they're not, they don't make anything. I don't know how many times this is they've shot less than 30% at a ball game, and you can't win doing that. 27.5 last night against the sixth-ranked team in the country, so Concordia holds Hastings to 45 points and a 59-45 victory. The teams play at Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. And reminder, folks, there is a UNK Loper Luncheon going on today at the Health and Sports Center. So if you want to hear from the coaches with basketball and wrestling and track and swimming, they're going to be up there today at UNK. Lunch starts to be served at 11:45. Coaches speak just after 12 noon. And Rich Broderson will say something as well.
Concordia is a sixth-ranked team in the country.
Women, yeah.
Have they have
five of the top 15 in the GPAC. Five of the top 15 in the country in the GPAC for the women. So once again, the conference very, 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 very strong.
Well, the conference has been strong for a long time, but has Concordia been one of those teams that's all perennially up there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't realize that, I guess. I realize that.
You have news that we were talking about. Boy, now with college football over, what are we going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to enjoy the Midwinter Classic. That's right.
Wait a minute. They played that on New Year's Day. Which were the two hockey teams that played in that again?
No.
New York and Philadelphia.
No. This is a different Midwinter Classic. This is in Jonesboro, Arkansas. That's right, Fast Eddie, Huck Mulberg.
What kind of pond they have there?
There's no pond. It's just all lanes. 17 teams competing, though. It starts tomorrow, January 13th at noon. It's the first competition of 2012. It's finished the fall semester, the fourth place finish at the Track Cat Clash in Huntsville, Texas. A lot of great teams down there. I'll hit the highlights. Maryland Eastern Shore. I hate them in bowling. Arkansas State. Rascals, they are. Boy, I'm seeing Texas Southern, Valparaiso, Vanderbilt. We should be able to take this. I'm going with a second-place finish overall out of these 17. Seven bowlers are making the trip, including Valerie Calbury, Kaylee Johnson, Liz Culkin, Christy Mickelson, Phil's cousin.
Yeah, knees, something there, yeah.
Bian Ling, Jackie Sutton, and Shamila Zolsha. She's my favorite.
We'll take a break here on the Duck and Daddy Show. be back to talk with Jason King, college basketball, Yahoo Sports, right after this.
Hey, Mike and Mike here. And look, 2012 is upon us. Time to get serious about making that commitment to your body and health. We're talking about P90X.
You know, when I finished playing in the NFL, I had no commitment and I got fat, I got out of shape, and my health, quite honestly, wasn't very good. P90X changed all of that. It gave me a renewed energy to work out again because of the muscle confusion and the different workouts that you get and the challenges you have. Everyone's experience is going to be different, but imagine what P90X can do for you.
Look, I love P90X as much as you, and now there's P90X Two, Tony Horton's all-new program. I was ready for more variety, and boy, did he deliver.
You know, P90X and P90X2 are both incredible, but I'm going to say this. If you haven't tried the original P90X, start with that, and you'll get absolutely ripped in 90 days.
Whichever you choose, make the commitment. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. What are you waiting for? Here's how you order. 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or ESPNRadio.com/Mike. 800-333-9595 or ESPNRadio.com/Mike.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superfans. Here's how you could save some long green and be a hit around the house. Text HIVGI to 90210 to join the ESPN Radio Hy-Vee Mobile Rewards Club. Free offers and discounts will come right to your phone. Text HIVGI to 90210 and you should receive an instant reply showing you're a member. Tell everyone, your girlfriend, your wife, your buddies, and have them join too. Text HIVGI to 90210 and get started.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Northwest winds remain gusty from around 15 to 30. Tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness with a low near 11. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 18 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. Come in and try one of their new BK toppers and enjoy the brand new French fries at BK, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Jason King of Yahoo Sports is going to join us here in just a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. While we make contact with him, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug, do not be fooled. You are being sucked back in like every year. Nebraska always gets a nice win and some close games to get you going and interested, and boom, don't finish 500. And Shave, you know, that's not even a nice win. Nice win is if they go into Madison and beat down Bo Ryan.
Beat him down 38-29. That's wild. That's wild.
That is psychotic, is what it is. By the way, we told you yesterday that Nebraska was 35-1 from Bovada for a national championship next year. Taylor Martinez is 20-1 for the Heisman, and Rex Burkhead is 25-1. Do you know who the favorite is going into next year for the Heisman? It's Matt Barkley, the quarterback at USC, 7-2. 7-2. But a franchise and university and program changing win last night for the University of Nebraska men's basketball team. You always remember your first time, and the Huskers' first win was against Penn State.
Yeah, that's probably not a good analogy.
With Penn State. Yeah, my bad.
All right, now they're our next guest. He knows a little bit about everything, Doug. This guy has covered pro football. He's covered college football. He covers college basketball. Does it all for Yahoo Sports. He's a graduate of Baylor University, and I got to guess when he went to Baylor,
they were not undefeated.
They were not as good as they were this year in football. Jason King joins us. Jason, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I've actually made the switch over to ESPN.com now. A few months ago, but I've enjoyed that, and certainly, like you said, I've enjoyed Baylor winning like they have. Going to school there when I did, it was rough in football and basketball and everything else. So it's kind of, I spent years listening to people tell me Baylor didn't belong in the Big 12 and could never compete in the Big 12. So it's nice to see them doing well.
They had to hang their hat on baseball. Was probably about it. Do they have a women's bowling team at Baylor?
No, but a couple national championships. And tennis, and then, like you said, baseball was pretty good, and all the country club sports, like, volleyball, you know what I mean, golf, some of that stuff. But right now, I mean, I think they're the only school in the country that's ranked, and of course, football season's over, but at the time, football, basketball, women's basketball, and they got a Heisman winner, and top five ranking in men's and women's hoops, so it's a good time in Waco.
Steve Smith was probably the baseball coach there when you were there.
He was. I think he got the job when I was a sophomore or junior, and he's done a nice job. He's had a few up and down years here lately, but I know he's regarded as one of the better coaches out there.
Jason, of all the sports that you've been able to cover, do you have a favorite, or is there a real passion inside of you that lies one place or the other?
Well, you know, growing up in Texas, I was a football guy, but when I got to Kansas City, I got here right out of college and have been here for about 14 years since, but I got the job covering the University of Kansas for the Kansas City Star, and just being exposed to that kind of high-quality college basketball, from the Jayhawks, but some of the opponents they would play in the non-conference, because they always play such a good non-conference schedule. I mean, I just kind of caught basketball fever, I guess, and getting to go to the Maui Invitational and go up to Madison Square Garden five or six times. I mean, it's just been a lot of fun covering some of these good teams. And when I was at Yahoo Sports, covered football and hoops, and now I'm just covering hoops for ESPN. So basketball is kind of my thing now.
Jason King at ESPN.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Well, then obviously you're very familiar with the juggernaut that is Nebraska men's basketball.
I am, and good for them getting the big win last night over Penn State. I keep waiting for Nebraska to kind of break out and have that year when they make the NCAA tournament. They've been on the cusp of a couple of times, but for whatever reason, they haven't got it done. I kind of thought last night's game might go the other way. I know Penn State had just beaten Purdue by 20 points, and I thought they might have been on a roll. But it's good for Doc Souther. I know he's one of the most well-liked guys in the business and is really highly regarded for his X's and O's. It's just a shame that he hasn't been able to get, that one or two, those one or two difference makers up there that can
that can go along with all those nice complimentary players they have.
Jason, it seems like every TV, when you get different announcers on the TV, and everybody that saw the new facility that Nebraska has made seem to make a commitment to basketball, new arena coming in 2013, every announcer said, bar none, it's the best in the country. Is that enough to draw those kids that are difference makers to the program?
All you need is one or two. You know, I mean, at least to kind of get you over the hump and maybe get you an at-large berth, and then, you know, you win and more time. But the problem is even if it is one of the nicest in the country, there's still a lot of other really good ones out there at programs where they're going to the tournament every year. So facilities are great, but I think in the end you just got to win, and you got to sell out your arena and make it a tough place to play and make it an exciting place to play. And again, but you got to get that one kid to believe, to buy in and to come. I mean, you know, a top 20, a top 30 kind of guy. And once you do that and you get to the tournament, then a few more come, and just builds. And I think that's the biggest problem with Nebraska. They just haven't been able to get that one stud. I like this Bo Spencer a lot, though. I mean, I don't know if I would call him a stud, but, you know, I do think he's one of the better players they've had there. While unfortunately he's not going to be around very long.
And then once you get them up to Lincoln or get them to agree to come to Lincoln, then the compliance department has to be able to get them enrolled in school.
Right. I remember Robert Sally had that issue a few years ago. I'll tell you this, though. Like, you know, when I covered Kansas, I was going up there every single year to watch Kansas and Nebraska. And I always thought that the arena was underrated. I mean, I'm not talking about just like how nice it was and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, of course, you know, wherever Kansas goes, they pretty much sell it out on the road. And, I thought the student section was great. I thought it was loud. I remember Kansas getting beat up there one year. I've always been impressed with, you know, the game day experience in Nebraska. But then again, I got to remember I'm going up there when they're playing a top five team. I don't really know what it's like when they're playing Penn State or whoever.
Well, they follow them when they win. And Jason, interesting on one of his blogs here, just in the last couple of days, he's talking about his front runners for the Wooden Award and the best player in college basketball: Kansas, Ohio State, Kentucky, and Doug McDermott of Creighton, number five.
Mm-hmm.
Why can Creighton get it done and Nebraska can't? And then tell me a little bit about why you like McDermott so much.
Well, you know, Creighton, that's a good question. I mean, for one, I mean, their record's always going to be a little bit better because, you know, they're playing a little bit weaker of a conference, although the Missouri Valley this year is probably one of the top six, seven, eight conferences in all of college sports. But, again, they just have that tradition. They have that history of winning that started under or that Dana Altman held up so well. And I think that they got a steal with Greg McDermott. I don't know why he wasn't able to win at Iowa State a little bit more than he was, but I think he talked to any like major high-level coach, and they'll just compliment Greg McDermott until their face turns blue. He's just such a good bench coach, and seems to really, really work, you know, really work well with guys. So I don't know. I think Creighton, you know, you see VCU going to the Final Four, you see Butler going to the Final Four. I mean, there's no reason Creighton can't do it, too. I certainly wouldn't pick them to, but they're just as good as any of the other teams that have gotten on runs over the years. And, you know, Doug McDermott, I think his statistics and his shooting percentage are just ridiculous. I can't imagine, you know, how a guy is at this point, this deep into the season, shooting over 60% from the field and, you know, well over 50% from three-point range. And, you know, some people – anyone that tries to use he's, you know, they're not playing the kind of schedule that other guys are playing, you know, that's, I can buy that with some players, but with him, I don't, because we've seen him do it on a national level with USA Basketball. Creighton has played some good teams. When you look at guys, teams like San Diego State, they go out and beat them on the road. So, you know, I think no one questions this guy's, you know, credibility or how good he truly is. To tell you the truth, I had him fifth on the Player of the Year ballot, and I've looked at some other ones today, some other mid-season reports, and some guys have him as high as second, so maybe I even sold him short a little bit. I just can't wait to get up there to Omaha this year to see him play in person.
Obviously, people in the Big Ten are taking note of Sullinger at Ohio State. Kansas got Thomas Earl Robinson. The biggest difference maker and the number one overall pick in the draft, is there one that you got to set apart from everybody else?
Well, you know, some guys that get picked in the first with the first overall pick in the draft, I may not be the best player in college basketball. I think the guy that's going to go number one right now, if you listen to most of the scouts, is Anthony Davis at Kentucky. You know, he's a freshman. He's 6'11". His arms hang all the way down to his knees. He's the premier shot blocker in the country. He had that huge block against John Henson in North Carolina to preserve that win earlier in the year. So I think he runs really well, and he's going to get bigger and thicker. And I think his upside and his ceiling is so high. So I think he's the guy that's probably going to go number one. I think Robinson at Kansas is probably, you know, in that 8 to 10 to 12 range as far as draft picks go. But Davis is a special player that I think, again, is just going to really blossom and get better and better as the year goes on and as he gets older.
Interesting story, Thomas Earl Robinson and all that's went on with his life. How far have you, have you been very close to him and delved into that personal side of his, what's went on with him?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's been covered pretty heavily nationally. You know, he had his mother, his grandparents, and then his mother passed away all within about 10 days of each other. And the shame of it all is that he had a little 7-year-old sister who was pretty much left without any sort of guardian. And, I guess she's staying with someone out there in the Washington, D.C. area now. But still, it was just so tragic because, you know, he grew up pretty poor, and now here he is in Waco with no one to really turn to except for, you know, his coaches and things of that sort. But he certainly, seems to have the right mind frame. I know he's a hard worker, and he's just, this is a guy people forget. He didn't even start for Kansas last year. I know he was, still one of their top five players, but he was putting up crazy statistics last year just playing 14 minutes, 15 minutes a game. And now that he's playing, 30 minutes a game, he's, averaging 12 rebounds a contest, and it's just, really, he's just a mean physical bully down there in the paint, and he plays with that aggressive mindset, and he's just hard to stop when he has the ball. But he's really shown some versatility this year with his ability to handle the ball away from the basket, make 10, 12, 13-foot jump shots. I think last night against Texas Tech, he had an NBA-ranked three-pointer. That's certainly not something you're going to see him do a lot, but this is more than just a guy that's going to score on easy layups. He can do just a little bit of everything.
Just got an email here that says, love that guy, signed Ndamukong. So Jason King from ESPN.com with us for just another couple of minutes. I got a couple questions for you. We're at that point of the season, Jason, where you see somebody that was hot early, for whatever reason, injuries, illness, they just lose the luster. They go the wrong way. Wisconsin's in the middle of that right now. And then somebody that didn't get off to a good start starts to click when they get in the conference, starts to get some kids back, maybe just get somebody eligible for second semester. Who's headed the wrong way, and who's ready to make a move back up into the top 25?
Well, Louisville is a team that started off 12-0. They played a weak schedule. Everyone kind of hopped on their bandwagon. I think they were kind of living on borrowed time. They're 1-3 now in the Big East. I certainly don't think they're a bad team, but, they were ranked as high as fourth at one point. That was just way overblown. I'm not sure I'd put them in the top 25 at this point. The other team that interests me is Missouri. I think they're really, really good. They're 14-1 right now, 15-1. I can't remember which it is, but I still don't know if they're a top 10 team. They're incredibly undersized. They only have two players that stand over 6'6". Their preseason or their non-conference schedule, I don't think they intentionally scheduled bad, but they played Notre Dame, who is somewhat down this year, Villanova, worst team they've had there in years. So on paper, the schedule looked good going into the season, but it really hasn't been. I think the only decent win on their schedule so far has been against Illinois. They finally played a team with some height and some athleticism in Kansas State last weekend and got absolutely drilled. So I think Missouri's a top 20 team? Absolutely. But I don't know if I think they're a top 5 to 10 team like some people think. teams on the rise, shoot, I'd have to think about that one. I mean, I think at this point in the year, I still think Kentucky is going to get a lot better, even though they've got a loss. I mean, and their record is gaudy. I think that, with so many young guys, I think their ceiling is still real high. I think that, by the end of the season, they're going to definitely be a national championship contender. Some people think they already are. I think Iowa State is another team. They had some losses early in the year. They lost at home to Northern Iowa. They lost on the road at Drake. People kind of got down on them. But, all those transfers that they have there are starting to come together a little bit. They lost to Missouri last night. But I still think that's a team you could see finish fifth in the Big 12 and maybe sneak into the NCAA tournament.
Jason, if you're filling out a bracket right now, who's the best team in college basketball right now on January 12th?
I think North Carolina. I really do. And they're only they lost to UNLV early in the year. UNLV is very good, but still was a pretty big upset in my opinion. And they lost by 1 point at Rupp Arena to Kentucky, which there's certainly no shame in that. I just think that their depth and their talent, they're just their pure talent. And when you combine that with the fact that these guys are mostly experienced and they've got a Hall of Fame coach, I just think that this is the best team out there. You know, they've got probably 5 first-round draft picks, maybe 6 on their team. You know, John Henson, Tyler Zeller, those guys are juniors and seniors. You know, Kendall Marshall is averaging, you know, nearly 10 assists, 8 assists a game. And Harrison Barnes is one of the top 2 or 3 picks in the draft next year. I mean, they're just loaded. And they play well together, and I think they're the best team.
Last question. We'll let you out of here, Jason King from ESPN.com. Now the talk is going, can any of these teams that are still unbeaten get to the NCAA tournament or get to their conference tournament unbeaten? What do you think?
Right. You know, I'm not an expert on the Ohio Valley Conference and all the teams that Murray State is going to play. The people who are tell me that, you know, it's very possible that they could do it. Syracuse, if you look at their schedule, they have a very favorable schedule as far as they don't play. I don't think they play a ranked team until February 8th. They play 4 or 5 really tough games at the end of the year, but some of those tough games I'm just talking about are against Louisville and Connecticut, and those are two teams that have kind of underachieved a little bit. So maybe they could do it. They're really, really good. I don't see Baylor doing it, although Baylor's more talented than any of those teams. But I think that having to go to Allen Fieldhouse Monday night in Lawrence, I just think they're going to have a tough time winning there. And the Big 12 is pretty strong up top with, you know, with Kansas State, who Baylor beat in a great game at Bramlage Coliseum Monday night. I thought they might lose that one, so that was a huge win for them. But I certainly don't see Baylor, you know, losing more than 2 or 3 in the regular season.
Obviously, your favorite place to watch a basketball game is Fog Allen. Is it the best atmosphere in college basketball?
Yeah, and I tell you, people are like, oh, you're biased. That's just because of what you've done for so long. But I'm telling you, these last 5, 6 years, I've been to just about all the great places, and I don't think there's anywhere better. I mean, everyone likes to talk about Duke, but Duke is, you know, there's 6,000-7,000 people there. The fans are into it, but it's not that mean, like, intimidating environment. You know what I mean? If Duke were that tough of a place to play, North Carolina wouldn't have won there 4 years in a row. I mean, Tyler Hansbrough never lost a game at Duke. I mean, to me, if your arena is that great, that doesn't happen, you know? So I would – and Rupp Arena is very good, too, but Kansas just gets so loud. I mean, it just gets so loud, and they play this pregame video that – you know, Scott Drew at Baylor a few years ago was so worried that his team was going to get intimidated, he took him off the floor during the pregame video, and Bill Self was all hacked off. He thought it was disrespectful, but I thought it was pretty smart because Baylor actually played pretty well. But no, it's his video. You got Wilt Chamberlain dunking on people. You got Paul Pierce hitting threes. They show Mario Chalmers' big three against Memphis, and the place just goes nuts. And these players for Baylor are sitting there looking up at the screen going, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like the whistle blows. It's like, okay, guys, go play, you know. So it's just a really good game day environment. And again, it just gets so loud.
Yeah, and Scotty Drew's done okay down there at Baylor. And we sure appreciate Jason King from ESPN.com joining us. Check out his blogs on the website at ESPN.com. A lot of great stuff up there. Jason, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And hopefully we can do it again here a couple of times while the season rolls on.
No problem. Call back anytime.
Thanks, Jason. Take care. Midwesterner right there. Glad to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little college basketball because that's the time of the year. This is the next couple of weeks. Somebody does something. I mean, they don't just win one game they're not supposed to win. They win 2 or 3. All of a sudden, they're better than they – you know, somebody right now, it's not Nebraska. I'm not saying you got somebody at 8-7, but you got somebody out there that's 10-5 or 9-4, and in one of these tough conferences, they make a little bit of a run. So see how it all plays out. And we've got college basketball from time to time, including UConn and Notre Dame Saturday morning at 11, which precedes our NFL football coverage on Saturday afternoon.
Should be a great, great time. I think, you know what, I don't – obviously not Nebraska's not a team that I think is going to get on a run, Doug, and do what we want them to do and what everybody's cheering for them to do. But it's a sleeper team, a team that all of a sudden boosts their chances to go to not only to the tournament but make a run in the tournament. again, you know, make some noise. Get to that second weekend. Be the Sweet 16 teams.
You know, you may have heard the sirens going on in the background there, and it's good that Irish Ken got this email sent to us before he got picked up. He goes, morning, suckers. I want to apologize beforehand for laughing while I compose this email. I've been laughing since I got up this morning and cannot seem to stop. Once again, reading the Omaha World Herald sports page, when I spotted it, I thought this is an April Fool's Day. It's not March, so it can't be the Ides of March. No. It's my birthday, and Billy C. is now the offensive line coach for the Dallas Cowboys. You boys are simply snake bit. Talk about poetic justice. Irish Ken.
Well, we appreciate that, Irish Ken. Always love the emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Somebody sent us a book. Is that true?
Yeah, Brandon wants a playoff, but he must have been sitting very comfortable in his recliner or on his sofa while he typed it up from Bruce Furniture. And maybe that's where we need to send Irish Ken, because he always gets up on the wrong side of the bed. That doesn't happen when you get a great Serta mattress with a great sale going on right now at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The price of a piece of furniture or a mattress is that price. Once you get it into your home, maybe it doesn't look like you thought, or it doesn't fit in that corner or in that living room. It's too big, too small like you thought it would. No problem. They'll take it back and get whatever you want, because that is what is right for you, and they want the just right look for you at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Stop by and see them today. They're online, brucefurniture.com. Facebook them as well. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey. But what I want to do right now is give somebody a chance to be a winner. I've got a trivia question. I want to give you two tickets to UNK basketball. You can use them this weekend. Actually, they're for any home event, but in mind, they are at home on Friday and Saturday night, so I want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see UNK basketball. And this one was actually sent in to us. We were just talking about Baylor's still undefeated, Murray State's undefeated, and Syracuse is undefeated. Who is the last team to go undefeated entering the NCAA tournament? Who was the last men's college basketball team to enter the NCAA tournament undefeated? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you know the answer, we'll give you a pair of tickets to a UNK home event, and they've got basketball at home this weekend. We're back with Tim Bonner of the Tri-City Storm right after this.
Buffalo, New York is known as the birthplace of buffalo wings, but now there's a new buffalo in town from Tabasco, the people who perfected hot sauce. For people who want a thicker buffalo sauce, one that sticks to wings better with just the right amount of heat and adds that classic buffalo flavor to burgers, sandwiches, and more. For our kind of people who know a better hot sauce when they taste it. Introducing the Tabasco of buffalo-style sauces. New, now available in Buffalo and a store near you. Tabasco, are you one of us?
Well, it's January, which means you've officially survived another holiday season. And since you've spent the past month thinking of others, maybe it's time you did a little something for yourself, like picking up tickets to the NFL playoffs or one of the first games of the NBA season. And the best way to do that? Easy. StubHub. More fans are headed to StubHub these days to score their tickets. It's fast, easy, it's a no-brainer. So if you haven't already, head to StubHub. Grab yourself a little something for making it through the holidays in one piece.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4100. 308-234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Northwest winds remain gusty from around 15 to 30. Tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness with a low near 11. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 18 degrees. I used to be like a drunk.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I believe you told me I misspoke about our trivia question. Last team to go undefeated in the regular season. I think I said entering the tournament. So this team did go undefeated in the regular season, got beat in the conference tournament. They had one loss going in.
Right.
So we didn't have anybody guess UNLV. It's not UNLV. We would have given you that because I did misspeak, but we don't have a winner yet on our tickets, so I just want to put that back out. If you would like a pair of home tickets to any UNK home event, call 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, which was the last men's college basketball team to go undefeated in the regular season.
Tonight for dinner, we want to invite you to stop by Carlos O'Kelly's, where two can dine for less than $20. Carlos O'Kelly's, two for $19.81. Get an appetizer like the chili con queso. That's what we like. Throw some beef in that. That's what we get all the time when we head out and see Tim and the gang at Carlos O'Kelly's. Two full entrees. Get unlimited crispy chips and the Carlos made from scratch salsa. Two for $19.81 tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's. Just saw the Carney Cinema 8. Check them out today. $19.81. Go in there, tell the waitress you're the Iceman or Goose. She'll get you and maybe give it cheaper to you than 1981. Back to the 80s at Carlos O'Kelly's.
Tri-City Storm is home for a pair of games against the Fargo Force Friday and Saturday night. We've got them on Classic Hits 98.9 and the Breeze 94.5 FM. And playing fairly good hockey. Last week had to take on the number one team in Green Bay. That didn't go well. They were right there with Cedar Rapids. Before that, 5 out of 6. And so the team seems to be turning it around. They've got some goals that maybe have been adjusted, and they're trying to get into the playoffs. And we've been hearing about we need to win this many games. And it reminds me of Major League, where they have the statue and they peel the pieces off of the owner. We need this many to get to the playoffs. And Tim Bonner is a member of the Tri-City Storm, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tim, great to have you in the studio, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're getting ready for a couple of big hockey games, but we can talk about Fargo and how much fun it is to go to North Dakota, and we'll talk about you being from Minnesota. But I think the obvious question that's on everybody's mind, when you're on a team that makes a coaching change, no matter what the level is, something changes. What has changed with the team in the coaching change?
Well, I would say the team mindset has really changed. It was kind of a wake-up call. Really knew we had to step it up, and then Coach Algie took over, and we've just been way more aggressive offensively with our defensemen joining the rush and stepping up in the D zone, so it's been working really well.
Is that the type of team the Storm is? It just didn't work playing 3-2 and 2-1 and 1-0 hockey. The talent is more suited for this, do you believe? Or can you win either type of a ball game or be competitive in either type of a hockey match?
Well, I think we should be competitive in any type of a hockey game. But yeah, I think our talent level works really well for this type of game. And we were doing fairly well with a more defensive style, but I think the aggressive style is the way to go.
First game of the season, were the expectations realistic? We heard that this team was going to be better. I don't know if we're Green Bay better, but better playoff contention. Did you feel that the first couple of weekends? Did you believe in your mind that this was going to be a good hockey team and it just didn't work out the first couple months?
Yeah, I actually did. I really believed it. Coming into camp, I thought we were going to be a great team, and I still think we are. I think we have a great chance to make the playoffs, but we struggled a little bit early, but we've been picking it up lately, and I think we should make a playoff run.
Okay, you went to Green Bay, the best team in the league right now, and right now they're sitting at 24-5, I believe it is, on the season. They thumped you. They took it to you. That's what number one teams are supposed to do. How far away, what did you see from that team that makes you go, man, we have got some work to do, but we've seen the best?
Well, we didn't have our stuff that game at all. We played just terrible. We didn't bring it. They did. They played really well, but I don't think they were 7 goals better than us. I think they're a very good team, and we know that, and I think we needed to be more prepared and ready to play that game. We just weren't.
Tri-City Stormer Tim Bonner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I was finishing up my play-by-play on Saturday, and on my way home, I was listening to the third period, and I think it was only about a minute back onto the road when I heard Skip call the fourth goal for Cedar Rapids. Talk about that game, bouncing back and being right there on the edge. Unfortunately, too many games like that this year.
Yeah, we haven't been doing a great job playing from behind, and you know, we just didn't play. We didn't finish the game very well in Cedar Rapids. We had a lead and we gave it up. But I don't know. You know, we played pretty good hockey that game, but we made a couple mistakes that cost us the game, and it was a loss. And it's just not acceptable.
Okay, let's talk about Fargo. Let's talk about the things you guys were doing well coming out of the kind of the coaching change and winning 5 out of the last 6. What were you doing well that you got to do again this weekend?
We're scoring a lot of goals, playing really aggressive, really offensive, and it was working. Really up-tempo. I think we took a step back last weekend. We didn't really play with as much intensity and tenacity as we needed. And we come out this weekend, we play aggressive, play offensive, and it should work out for us.
Is there pressure? You guys have set a number. We need this many wins to make the playoffs. Do you feel that? Or when you walk out of the locker room or skate out of the locker room, as the case may be, when you get on that ice, is it, hey, let's go have some fun and play hockey?
Yeah, it's definitely let's go have fun. I think the coaches keep it pretty loose in the locker room. It's nice. We're just out there trying to have fun, trying to win some hockey games. And there's a number that we're focused on, but it's not just – we're making sure we're getting there, and that's it. So,
Tim Bonner joins us here. I'm always interested. You've had long road trips. So many things can be done on the road trip besides sleep and eat. What does the team do on some of these long road trips when you're in that bus forever?
We had a crazy incident this weekend with people getting sick on the bus. It wasn't very fun, but I mean, we watch movies, sleep, just hang out with the guys on the bus. It's sometimes they get pretty long, but they're mostly pretty fun.
You weren't one of the sick guys, were you?
No, I wasn't. Thank God.
There's nowhere to go in a bus when people are not feeling well. And that I have been in that situation. You're from Minnesota. Talk about it's still, after all these years, hard for me and I think a lot of people in Nebraska to grasp how big hockey is in Minnesota. I mean, here it's all football. How big is it? I mean, 10, 11 years ago when hockey came, 12 years ago to the Tri-City, you're just a little pup. You're 6, 7 years old, and you're out probably skating on some ice ponds and trying to get into a rink, and that's what you grew up with. Is it as crazy there as some sports are to other states?
Yeah, I think so. It's huge. I mean, high school hockey in Minnesota is unbelievable. You get in the state tournament, and you get 19,000 fans at a game. It's pretty crazy. And I don't know, you know, I've been playing hockey my entire life, pretty much been skating since I've been walking. That's how a lot of people are up there. It's pretty cool.
Your dad get you involved with this? He get you started in this, or was it something else?
Yeah, my dad wasn't that great of a hockey player growing up, but he got me started pretty early, and I don't know, I just loved it, so.
Every time I hear somebody say, well, they weren't that great a hockey player, it automatically Happy Gilmore goes right into my head and Adam Sandler and his trials and tribulations. What surprised you most about the city of Kearney and the Tri-City area outside of hockey? Is it a culture shock at all? What's it been like outside of hockey?
I like it down here a lot, actually. I like my billet family's really nice. All the billets I've met down here are all really nice, and I haven't had too much of an adjustment with not hockey, so it's been pretty good.
Let's talk about your game personally. Where do you feel it's at?
I think I'm doing pretty well. I'm improving, I think, every game. I thought, you know, the Green Bay game was just terrible for myself and the team, but I think overall I've been progressing really well, and I expect myself to do really well the second half of the season.
Have the coaching change made any change in your game or where you're at on shift changes and things like that? Has there been any change for you?
I don't think so, not really. I've been playing with Tim Lappin for a while now, and that's who I was playing with before, and I'm playing with now, and we work really well together, and it works really well.
You've committed to Yale University. More hockey players seem to be able to go to Yale and Harvard and all these Ivy League schools and top of the line schools because of hockey. How smart a guy are you?
I don't know. I don't think I'd get into Yale without hockey, that's for sure. But, you know, whatever gets you there, I guess. You can't turn down that education, so.
No, I would think not. Tri-City Storm's Tim Bonner. Is that, if I can pry a little bit, is that fully funded? Is that partial scholarship? How does that work? I don't think a lot of people realize. Again, you have to be on the Nebraska side. All we know is football. It seems like we know how those work. Some are half scholarships, some are full. How is it for hockey?
Well, Ivy League schools can't give out athletic scholarships, so I won't be getting any athletic scholarships. Most other schools can. I'll probably receive some financial aid here and there. We haven't really discussed exactly what's going to happen. So,
how weird is it not knowing if you're going to go next year or the year after that? Because it'll kind of be up to what Yale wants to do.
Yeah, it's different. It's because I mean all my friends are already in college right now back home, but you know you just got to work hard every day and hopefully you get a chance to make a impact on the team. So.
What's the future for Tim Bonner hold? Now, I'll be honest here. Folks can't see you. You're not the biggest guy in the world. I mean, is hockey what you want? Everybody tells me hockey's your career, but you're going to Yale. You got so many opportunities. What is the future for Tim Bonner hold?
I guess we'll see. I'm not really sure. I definitely don't want to play professional hockey in Europe. That's for sure. So maybe play professional hockey in the States. Otherwise, I think I got a pretty good job coming out of Yale if I want one. So,
I would. Yeah, let's see. Oh, resume, huh? Yeah. Yale. Okay, you're hired.
Yep.
$137,000 a year just to start. Here you go. Tim Bonner with us for the last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with Fargo coming in this weekend. The crowd has always been good, but with the team struggling. Probably before you got here, obviously, the crowds have fallen off. But it seems like everybody that goes, and it's starting to build up again, pretty faithful, pretty loyal, pretty into the game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we have some fans that are really loyal. They're there for every game. It's pretty cool to see. But it's awesome just playing in front of a big crowd, and it's just a great thrill to have a lot of people there.
When the owner, Kirk Brooks, said that the team was going to stay here in the Tri-Cities for years to come, was that a relief to the players, or did that matter at all?
Well, I think everyone would like to stay here, that's for sure. It's a great city. We got a great owner, great coaching staff. Everything's just really good down here. We just need to get some more wins. But I think everyone expected it. Kirk is a great guy. He wouldn't be selling the team. We all knew that. So, it wasn't too big of a surprise, I don't think.
Is Coach Fink always stressed out?
Finker, he's a good guy. He gets pretty heated sometimes, but I don't think he's always as stressed as he may appear.
And finally, you're a Minnesota Wild fan. What's their season going to end up as?
Hopefully with a Stanley Cup, but I don't know. Skip's shaking his head right now, but we'll see. I mean, they started off really well. They've been struggling lately, but got a big win last night, and hopefully they'll keep rolling here.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming in studio. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, and we can't wait to have a little more hockey. Teddy Bear Night coming up Saturday. Are they going to let you guys – I mean, you're going to be playing. First goal, here come the Teddy Bears. Are you going to kind of sneak one in the pads there?
I don't think so. They're going for charity, so that would be a little not good karma. But, it's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see him throwing. Hopefully we get a quick goal and get the Teddy Bears out on the ice. It'll be pretty cool.
Outstanding time, and it's going to be coming up tomorrow and Saturday right here. Classic Hits has Saturday, and the Breeze will have a Friday night's game, and pregame is at 6:45, face-off at 7:05. Tri-City Storm number 19 when he's skating out there, folks. Tim Bonner. Tim, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot more coming up right after this.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site? I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 25th, U.S. only. See store for details.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way Thursday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday here on ESPN, the Kearney Catholic Stars host St. Paul in a doubleheader beginning at 6. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Minden is at the Hastings St. Cecilia Girls at 5:45, while Minden takes on the Hastings High Boys at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9 Thursday, Elm Creek is at Axtell. It's more high school basketball this week.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Northwest winds remain gusty from around 15 to 30. Tonight, we'll see some increasing cloudiness with a low near 11. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 18 degrees.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Jared and Hastings. He knew that St. Joe was the last men's basketball team to run the table in the regular season. Right now, Baylor, Murray State, and number one Syracuse remain undefeated. River City Hunting Fishing Expo, boat, RV, it's coming up at the Mac Center. We do this every January. Special guest to talk about it on Monday's show, but it goes on January 20th through the 22nd, and we've got tickets to give away to that as well. And so, let's give away a four-pack right now. Heck, Jeff's waiting there. He ain't doing anything. 888-455-ESPN. If you want to go, we've got enough tickets to get you there. It's in Omaha. You don't have to know anything. That's the beauty of this. 888-455-3776. We'll give away a couple family four-packs here if you call in right now, and Jeff will get you set up with those. If you want to go to the River City Hunting Fishing Expo going on, which is going to be the 20th through the 22nd at the Mac Center. We always have a lot of tickets, and we always get rid of quite a few here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hockey in Fargo tomorrow. I want to thank Tim Bonner for joining us on the show today. We'll talk more about that in a moment. UNK Wrestling, they have the number four team in the nation. Number six is Central Oklahoma. And that duel tonight in Edmond, Oklahoma, after the Lopers rolled through three opponents yesterday. They had kind of an exhibition because you can't count it against a community college. They beat Neosha of Kansas 43-4, then beat the host Oklahoma City, the fourth-ranked team in the NAIA, 25-13. And UNK then took care of Division II Newman, Kansas, 33-9. Seven of the Lopers are ranked out of the 10 weight classes.
That wrestling deal just continues to get great, as it always is this time of year for the Lopers. Get their full allotment of wrestlers and the people that are only eligible the second semester. Douglas, I got
one more thing. Okay. I just wanted to say tonight, apparently Dalton Jensen might have tweaked an ankle last night and may not be able to go tonight. He's ranked number one in the country at 141 pounds. And as you just heard, plenty of high school basketball going on tonight. Kearney Catholic St. Paul here on ESPN, Axtell Elm Creek on Classic Hits, and then a split doubleheader. Minden girls play St. Cecilia, defending state champ against number two, and then you have Minden taking on the Hastings boys. just 95.
Just a quick note from my friends at Pro Football Weekly. Everybody seems to want to text me, call me when they see an internet report out there, doesn't matter who it is, that says Jared Crick's a fifth-round draft pick. And I don't know why they that makes them feel good inside that he would not be. I mean, I think you'd want to cheer for Jared Crick, the local boy from Cozad. But sometimes people seem to go out of their way to poke me in the side. You go, yep, that's Larry Zeffler from the Cincinnati Inquirer has got his list. He's got him as a lower third round pick. Okay, great. You know, and they want to share that information. Well, my friends at Pro Football Weekly have just relayed their latest rankings. He's still number 23 at Pro Football Weekly. In the first round, I believe he was as high as 16th, as low as 28. He's settled in at 23 right now. There's only two defensive and defensive tackle combinations ahead of him. Melvin Ingram from South Carolina, they've got going 10th and overall in the draft, and Quentin Copels from North Carolina going 5th overall in the draft. So I thought that was good news. So I'm sure that'll be misery for somebody else out there that doesn't want Jared Crick to succeed. But
we need to get you like a personal segment. I mean, we've got so many things that we have on every week and every time, and we've got the TNL recruiting update. Young man's going to walk on from Plattsmouth as a tight end. Nebraska needs tight ends. It's a walk-on. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. And don't forget, Sean Callahan will make his yearly spring trip in February. I think it's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I think he goes to McCook on the 20th. He's in Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney. All that is coming up. But we need to get you a segment. Because this really is just kind of a personal time
anger.
For you. You're not talking to you're talking to specific people that upset you.
Well, it pissed me off, frankly. Here's one for you. Here's
Wayne
something.
And Carney wins some tickets. Mike driving around wherever he's at in Fremont wins some tickets to the River City Fishing Expo.
The hell's going?
I like it.
Our signal is strong.
He's a tiger, or maybe
there
he's a Bergen.
I
don't know.
I found this on the internet. You know, you get a. Somehow clicked on this hotel deal, looking up some stuff. And the description to the hotel, Doug, you're going to get a kick out of this. The description to the hotel says something to the effect of, located next to many restaurants, three supermarkets nearby, and six furniture stores. And I thought, what? Like, that's the difference maker? Like, honey, we got to stay here. There's six furniture stores right at this location.
For some people, you know it might be. Some of our friends from Tecumseh like to stay next to furniture stores.
There you go.
But this might be the lady of the household saying, hey, let's stay here. I found a great deal. And then there's a great golf course just down the road and six furniture stores.
Well, yeah, it's nothing about there's many restaurants in the area, three supermarkets, and six furniture stores located nearby. I just caught me as... Why would that be a drawing point for anybody going,
You missed something this morning. Whatever you usually do in your daily routine, you missed something. So backtrack and take care of that. So tomorrow, when Damon Dave pinch hits for me on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can get after it. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald will join us. Daddy, I'm sure, will not forget to give away more tickets on the show. And we want to thank Tim Bonner, the Tri-City Storm, and Jason King of ESPN.com's College Basketball Beat for joining us today. Plus, I'm still reading Brandon's book here on the playoff system. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow.
Appreciate the email also, Wayne from Callaway. See ya.
Bye.
Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.